Trey, you said you wanted to walk through something in Genesis with him. And all I'm going to say is take it away.
It's one of the, you know, it's one of the most touching passages on in the entirety of the Bible. When you're looking at Adam and Eve in the garden, and we all vaguely know the story, and that's the most attacked book in the entire Bible, most specifically the beginning portions of Genesis. And that's not by accident either, my friend. But within those pages, you're reading about Adam and Eve. And we've got a serpent in this story. Now, all the ancient cultures, they all have their wisdom serpents, which is an interesting connotation, because, or the spiritual serpents, whether you're dealing with Kukulcan and the Mayans, or you're dealing with the Urias and the Egyptians, which is always, interestingly enough, coming out of the forehead, where the third eye or the mind's eye would be placed, that the serpent is literally exiting the mind. But these wisdom serpents, and a serpent, the symbolism of a serpent is the last animal that you would think of representing as wise. See, something deeper is being expressed in all of this imagery, and something deeper, the connotations of cold-bloodedness, sort of a reptile type of attitude, that it's not your friend, but it's got this intelligent wisdom to it. And this is what we're dealing with, something a little larger in scale than a big snake, when we're talking about that passage in Genesis. Now, you've got Adam, but you don't have Eve yet. Adam, there are only three places in the Bible where you're going to find Son of God, okay? That's what Adam was, a son of God. More specifically, what it's telling you is that Adam was created in the image of God. Not that he looked like God in the flesh. I mean, it could have connotations like that too, but this is deeper than that as well. That's a very large statement. Three places in there, Son of God, Adam, Jesus Christ, and one last one, the body and the bride of Christ. I give you the power to be sons of God. This is a direct creation of God. That's what Adam is. God then creates all of the animals, and they're all created in pairs, male and female. They're created that way. Okay? And Adam realizes he doesn't have a mate. He doesn't have one, right? He doesn't have a female. But this is going to be different than the animals that are created, because Eve is literally a part of Adam. She is taken out of Adam. When Adam looks at Eve, he's not seeing a hot chick. He's not seeing a groovy gal. He's looking at a part of himself. That's how Adam would have viewed Eve. Now, in that garden, when Eve is at the tree, right, and she's specifically alone, always pay attention to the details. Details are not trite in that book. She's specifically alone. Adam's not there. Okay? And it was Adam that was given the command not to eat off of the tree. And this is more than an apple tree. We would probably all be wrong if we guessed at what the tree was, but this was the one thing he was committed. There was only one thing you couldn't do. Adam had everything under his hand, except that one thing. And Eve, she encounters the serpent. And all temptation always comes in three, whether you're dealing with Jesus Christ and the temptations. You have three of them, right? Turn the rocks into bread, right? That's a temptation of the flesh. You would have been hungry. You're not going to tempt Jesus with a really cute girl, right? So that's the temptation of the flesh. Cast yourself off of this cliff and have the angels catch you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. This is a temptation of the mind, the intellect. Prove to them that you're unusual. And then the third one, of course, the big one. The big one always comes last. Right? Bow down to me. This one time. I'm showing you all the nations of the world in the moment of time. I'll give all of this to you, which is a statement of ownership. Jesus doesn't deny that. The serpent owns the nations. Okay, that's what he's saying. Jesus doesn't deny that. And I'll give it all back to you. Let's not play little games. Just admit that you were wrong. Bow down to me one time. I'll hand it all back. Go back to the garden and remember the three thing, right? The flesh, the mind, and the last one, of course, was the spirit. Right there in the garden. And this will happen to Abraham as well. He's called out of three places, right? So, right there in the garden, when she's the fruit was attractive to the eyes, it's listing three things. It was good to make one wise, there's the intellect. And, of course, the mother one, the one that works every time. You'll become as gods. All right? That one works even today. So these are the three, and Eve eats the fruit. Now, Adam has got two choices. Okay? When Eve pops up to Adam, he's got two choices. Number one, he could tell Eve, good luck to you. You screwed up. You screwed up hard here. He could go to God and he could say, you know what, the woman that you put here in the garden with me, look at what she's done. But I'm being good, I'm being righteous, I'm being legalistic. I want a perfect one. You gave me a defunct Eve. I want a perfect Eve.
I think there's many husbands out there that would say that today.
I want a perfect bride that's never going to give me any trouble or put me in this position again. Because I own it all. But that's not what Adam did. Adam was about to make the hardest decision of his whole life. And I would conjecture that the reason he bit that fruit is because he loved Eve so much that he was stepping into death itself, into an unknown fate. He was willing to lay down everything for a part of himself. And God himself would return. See, this is the reason they weren't destroyed, because this was not done in defiance to God. It was done in love. And God himself, when you're looking at Jesus Christ, right, the church is called the bride of Christ. That's not happenstance. What was Eve to Adam? Right? She was tarnished. But Adam loved her so much. What you're looking at is the most beautiful love story on the planet Earth when you're reading the Bible. And what you're looking at with Jesus Christ, see, it's not just the physical actions of Jesus Christ. You're looking at literal symbolism of God's heart for mankind. That I am going to go to my death for you even while you're spitting on me. And this is God doing this. In representation in the flesh. Flesh that looks like your flesh. So that you can relate. Which is a real big deal if you think about it. That's his letter to you. Everything Jesus is doing is symbolism. It's not just that it literally happened, which it literally did. But it is all. The more you read about Jesus, every single thing he's doing is symbolism of God's love for you. And it began on a tree, and it's going to end on a very bloody tree, a cross. That's where it ends. Of course, the first words of Jesus in the Bible were, Mother, you should have known I was about my Father's business. And the last words on that cross are, it is finished.
Well, Trey?
Yeah.
How can people find you online?
Go over to GodInANutshell.com or just type my name in. There's quite a bit of stuff out there. But I come on over to GodInANutshell.com. Hopefully everything's working by the time you get there. I think it will be.
So you have YouTube videos. If they want to find you on YouTube, how do they get to you?
Just type in Trey Smith and look for all the stuff that comes up on top, and you're going to find a lot of it. And go through those videos until you find something you like. And I put that stuff up there. A lot of that stuff you can buy DVDs of. But I make sure that those videos are always available to watch for free. So that you can show them to family members. But I also appreciate it when you take the time to buy a DVD. That helps me make the next one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you for joining us. Trey Smith, you are awesome. I love talking to you. And let me tell you, the next time we have Trey on the air, it's going to be a mind-blowing thing. I hear that he's got something in the works that he's working on right now that we're not going to disclose, even though our name is Radio Disclosure. You're going to have to wait to find out what it is when he gets ready to release it. This is Radio Disclosure. Everyone have a good night.